You had mentioned earlier, you said that basically you got the blueprints, the information from these contractors who presumably got them from the government, meaning the government has the same information. I guess I'd like to know, is our government flying something like this already? And if you have information on that, what's the source?
George, there's a photograph of ARV that's flying, and it's got a geometry. It's specific to itself. It looks like a fly. I call it the Flying Model T because of the design of it, and based upon what Sorensen conveyed to McCandless. And McCandless brilliantly designed it so you could understand what you were looking at. After a long time, McCandless has his own theory. I should also say that McCandless has a theory of how it functions. And we want to test those theories. We want to test Sarfati's theory and Puthoff's theory and McCandless's theory. All of them need to be tested.
Yeah, but back to my question, is our government already flying this thing? And if so, you said, but back to my question, is our government already flying
this?
You mentioned, where's the photo from?
I bet my life on it. I bet my life on the
Well, you have, haven't you?
Yes, I did. Yeah, I definitely do all the time. They're not real happy with me, but I don't think they want to kill me. They know I'm connected, and they know that I've had the support of the CIA for at least the last 5 years since I wrote the book. I turned the book over to them. I made a deal. I wouldn't publish the book if they would give me the sanction and support and the security.
And did they?
Protection. Yeah. Yeah, up until the last 3-4 months. And then it's really gotten out of hand. I mean, the magic has been pulling dirty tricks by having my car stolen 4 times in the NCIC computers by reverse hacking in from the back end. And I think they did it with Echelon because that's the only people I know that have that capability. And they've been putting parking tickets and traffic tickets. I got one now with a $10,000 bond and a warrant.
Why does that have to be magic? Why is that MG-12? Why couldn't it just be traffic cops doing that?
Why would the traffic cops want to do it like that? Why would traffic cops want to come after me and arrest me for stealing my own car and do it with machine guns? Okay? I mean, we're talking about 4 times my car's been towed in for being stolen. I've had it removed from the NCIC in Houston at least 3 times. I've had the police department of Santa Monica remove it, and it comes popping right on back. I had a ticket that had me put in jail for a day for no safety belt from a 1985 alleged parking ticket in L.A. And I not only go to jail, but the next morning the judge throws the case out. Now the case is exactly right back in the LAPD's computers, same case. And now the bond is not $2,000, it's $10,000, and it's the exact same case that's been dismissed already. How can you do that? How can you do that unless you've got some real cachet with computers?
Well, let's go back to some of your colleagues and contacts. As I mentioned in the introduction, you always seem to be on the fringes of these interesting stories, and you seem to, while you're not actively working for a particular agency, having friends in those agencies, and there's a name that keeps coming up over and over, and I've seen it in emails back and forth to you, so it's not something you're making up, and the name is Ron Pandolfi. We have a link on our website, an article written by Gary Beckham about who Ron Pandolfi is. Tell me who he is and what he has to do with the RAM project.
He's a doctor of laser physics at the CIA. He's reputed to be the deputy director for science and technology, DS&T. He's been definitely the deputy director for international intelligence at ODNI, Office of the Director of National Intelligence, the Tsar. And he was the guy who formed MASINT, which is a new type of intelligence apparatus that he put together. He's the most brilliant human being I've ever encountered in my life. And he, up until about 3-4 months ago, he was 100% in my corner. Then all of a sudden, I had this sense that somebody had started to grab him by the you-know-what and squeeze and say, look, you can't keep supporting this guy. He's either getting too close to the truth of all of this, or you're going to have to stop supporting him. And he did. And
when you say he's been in your corner, what do you mean by that? I mean,
well,
actively.
He'd call the cops and get shit back when they'd steal it. And then when Magic would use the cops to steal something, he was able to recover a couple of things for me. And he would be basically a sounding board for me to be able to say, hey, look, this is what's going on now.
But are you saying this guy is actually encouraging you to move forward the ramp project?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, he talked to everybody. I mean, we're talking about thousands of hours now. I mean, that's been going on for the last 5 years, and thousands of emails and thousands of hours. So what he is he was coordinating the development of the project. I had agreed to give the CIA control of the patents. I'd agreed to give CIA control of the project. That I set it up exactly the way I would do it if I was wanting to develop it and I was at CIA. I set it up like an Air America proprietary, and I said, here it is. It's yours. You can have it. They don't want it. They didn't say, no, we don't want it. They did say, we're going to have to control it from the standpoint of if you succeed, then we're going to have to lock it down until we can run these studies, because you've got to run impact studies, George.
Here's what I don't understand is why a guy named like Ron Pandolfi, who is a real person and works for real agencies, some have called him like the real-life Fox Mulder, why he would be comfortable in having his name associated with this in public, both
because
on this program.
And the people who are associated with RAND. I mean, they've all the people who've been associated with RAM, Dr. Ulick, Dave Froning, Elizabeth Rauscher, Ken Shoulders, Lee Elders, Jack Sarfati, Danny Sarnoff, Parvis Parhami, and the guys, and Kirk Hawkins, and John Deering. I mean, they're kind of about the epitome of physics. Now, we don't agree, but they've all helped me, and as you know, they've been big meetings held of all the team, et cetera, on three or four occasions, and we've gotten it up now where we're building little rigs, we're starting construction. I got one of the most brilliant physicists in the naval research, and they haven't hit on him, but he's building little rigs for us now, so we're raising money for RAM. I'm selling the book, which I did not want to sell until I got to the point where I was basically saying to CIA, look, if you're not going to help me, and our deal is on keeping this book a secret, and I'm going to go ahead and sell the book, and I'm going to hang you out to dry. And I love Ron. I would never harm my country. But I'm telling you that this technology's coming. The Russians are on it. We are in a missile gap, like the missile gap of the 60s. We're now into a gravity gap of 2010. And the Russians, the Chinese, and the Japanese, and the French, and the Brazilians all have programs. Chinese do have programs that are going along. It was a brilliant bunch of research done by a guy by the name of Paul Murad, who was at the Defense Intelligence Agency that attended some meetings for RAM that was put on the project by Ron, and he showed that there was a real research effort going on secretly in these countries. He identified who the players were, et cetera, and he identified a lot of the technologies. So I have about 10 fallback positions on the technology. If I start as I'm starting right now in the development of it, I've got 10 different ways to skin this cat.